Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes for Sunday, the 16th of August, Elvis Day. Starting off with Altus Strategies, where we've got a very encouraging looking chart here. Recent vertical moves, double gaps higher for July and August, bouncing off old resistance as new support, I think on Friday, Thursday. End of day close, I suppose 66 plus pence, breaking that July resistance line. And we could hit the top of that, well, that March resistance line projection from last year, heading towards 100 pence as soon as the end of next month. Previous favorite amongst traders, I'm not sure what the position is now, but Alba is back with a spike on Friday. And interesting to see the way the stock has broken that line of resistance from June and the 20-day moving average at 007 pence. We've had a decent weekly close as well above the 50-day moving average at 008. And the view is that at least while we're above the 50-day line on an end-of-day close basis, we could hit the top of that rising trend channel from March at 0.14 pence. Haven't looked at Boohoo for quite a long time, but what you can see here is that the shares did climb after the break of that symmetrical triangle around 260, 265 after a bit of a delay. Then gingerly broke the 30-day and then 200-day moving averages and currently wrapped around the 50-day line, just around current levels. I suppose the best you can say at the moment is that while we're above that old peak for the shares from last month, the tester through or the bull trap through the 200-day line, 309, on an end-of-day close basis, we could rise up to head towards the bottom of the gap down from last month. Around £3.70 is a best-case scenario target. Suppose if you're cautious, probably you'd have to have the stop loss back below the 200-day line and that uptrend line from July as the stop loss ahead of any potential move to £3.70. But obviously the stock in flux, given uncertainties regarding some of the fundamentals at the moment, let us say. Requested stock in today comes in the form of, the first one comes in the form of Cobra Resources. Looks like it's all about the 2.5, 2.6 pence level. Need to see an end of day or end of week close through that, which is early August resistance. If we can get that, then up to a best case scenario target, up to the top of the May rising trend channel at 4 or 4.25 pence. As soon as at the end of next month. Stop loss either way, probably back below the 20-day moving average at 2.1 pence, would probably do the trick at the moment. Another requested stock in the form of Cat and I Innovation, still being attacked by the bears, which is interesting, despite the way that it's multi-bagged since April from a penny or so. Current situation is that there is just a sign on Friday that we broke a line of resistance from July around the 3.5 pence, 3.6 pence level. So you would be hoping for, if you're a bull of the stock, a similar move on a trend line break to the one we had in July, where obviously there was a decent spike. Probably, if you're cautious, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the 50-day moving average at 3.85 pence. But just be interesting to see whether there is any action ahead of or in the wake of that trend line break with the 50-day and 20-day, well, the 50-day line at least rising at the moment, that could provide some positive momentum. Stop loss on the bull argument at the moment, probably back below 3.4, 3.3 pence on an end of day close basis. The volatility has died down there quite dramatically. Good stock over the earlier part of the summer was Canadian Overseas, but sort of went into consolidation mode here, trying to sort of wait for the 50-day moving average at 0.32 to catch up. Good to see that we had a test for support on Thursday, but we didn't need to touch the 50-day line. That implies that while there's no end-of-day close back below that feature, we could at least get a retest of August resistance at 0.6 pence with a best-case scenario target at 0.75 pence, which is the top of that rising trend channel from May last year. Onto a stock which is relatively obscure compared to Canadian Overseas. Eternity Networks. Just, I think, reiterating a recent call here, broken the falling wedge there around 14 pence last month, and it looks as though with Friday's action and the break of the 30-day line, we're finally going to see some movement here. Initial target, the bottom of the gap down from June, near 25 pence, and then after that, hopefully towards the 200-day line, around 34 pence. Quiz, I see, was a stock that got a mention in the paper over the weekend, which is nice and interesting. Here we've got the shares bumping along the bottom of a rising trend channel, a wide one, from way back in February. And the floor of the channel, I suppose, at 6 pence, which you can see, we're trying to draw that line straight. Above 6 pence, looking for, I suppose at this stage, at least a retest of 9 pence, which is post-June resistance. But really the idea here is that having broken higher on Friday, we should see a move higher, at least to the 200-day line at 10.5 pence, with the best-case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months up to 18 pence at the top of that rising February trend channel. Next stock is Starcom, which I know has its long-standing fans, a hot, extended period of consolidation here, March through August, which must have been very frustrating. But it does look as though we've broken, finally broken that March resistance line at a penny. And while we remain above at least the late July resistance at 0.95, looking for further upside, best-case scenario target up to 1.6 pence, which is obviously one-year resistance. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close or a weekly close above the 200-day moving average at 1.06 before considering pressing the buy button. The one that got away, or appears to have got away partly, is Sunrise Resources. I think largely on the basis that I was thinking of it in terms of its previous incarnation, which was certainly not as bullish or as reliable as what we've seen over the recent past. But we could see a journey, even after all the gains, up to 0.4 pence for the stock, especially while we hold above that last initial 2020 resistance at the, what's that, the 0.2 area, 0.22 area, so above 0.22, looking for 0.44 on Sunrise Resources. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.